a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Let's make sure we push record.
Yeah, you gotta
huh?
Hit record there.
Record's a good idea. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to a new show of the RSL Show, short for Real Salt Lake. My name is Andy Munoz, and today I am joined by
Josh Clark.
That's the new intro, huh?
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, we're here back after a. Would you say it was like a cool result or a good result or a decent result?
It's decent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Felt like a loss, but we'll get into that.
But how do we feel like about Toronto FC as a team as a whole? Bob Radley's back over there.
Yeah, like they're a strong squad, but they're sitting in eighth in the East, so they're not really.
They're not going to be a good team for as long as Michael Bradley is on that team.
I think he's a little old and washed up.
Dude, he's been washed up since his appearances like in the World Cup.
Wow, you're one of those guys, huh?
Dude, I don't know why.
A Bradley hater. Is it because he's bald?
No, it's not even that. It's I don't know, dude. I think there was a shot that he fluffed at the World Cup. I don't know. I can't even remember.
So, hold, please.
Go ahead. Yeah.
So you'll get mad at Bradley for fluffing something in the World Cup. But you're a big Wando guy still?
Yeah, dude.
Okay, makes
Wando,
sense.
Wando
makes
actually sense. Tries hard. He actually scores goals.
Yeah, except when it really matters against Belgium. It's fine.
Yeah, it's probably not Michael Bradley's actual role, right? Like, he doesn't sit in front of goal. But yeah, there's just something about him, dude.
It's fine. There's plenty of players that just have something about him that rub me the
wrong
way. And
there's just something about your daddy, being the coach.
Yeah, that's weird to me.
And it's been it's not only at Toronto, but it's been decades ongoing, with the exception of LAFC. I'm sure there's other teams out there.
Well, the U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's
I don't know. I just never thought, for me, he just was never.
Never the guy?
No.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Should we do the you're not that guy joke? Yeah, we'll do that. hey, so Toronto FC comes into town into a, third, fourth sold out stadium. Rio Tinto.
Back to filling it up. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, exactly. Real Salt Lake, you're not on warning, but let's just remember it wasn't always like this. And you guys have to maintain the sellouts.
Yeah.
Because it can go away. It can go away so quickly.
Oh, a string of bad performances and people stop showing up. That's just how it is.
Some controversy.
Yeah.
Some behind the scenes stuff.
Let's avoid that for the next, 10, 15 years if we could.
Exactly.
It'd be nice.
Yeah. Toronto FC comes back. It's not even an elephant in the room, but a real cool person to see back was Carlos Salcedo.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, had a really good stretch. I don't know if you could say a good stretch with Real Salt Lake, obviously, but had a really good stretch with Tigres. Went on to play in the Mexican national team. Just for me, I don't know. I don't want to say world renowned or whatever, but I think that, for a lot of Hispanics, Mexicans, we know who Carlos Salcedo is. Obviously, the World Cup where they all dyed their hair, bleached it.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, that was pretty dope.
I guess.
You bleached your hair once, too.
I did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you can't say nothing.
I can't say I'm not saying it was cool, though.
Yeah. Anyways, he comes back, And for me, it was really cool. But, dude, I got to call somebody out. So, and I talked to Trey about this because I saw Trey, like, you know, I think it was at the half or whatever. So I'm filming and I'm behind the south goal. And so I'm right behind, like, Carlos Salcedo, right? Like, I'm getting all these, like, cool shots and all these things. And by the way, I took a shot of Carlos Salcedo. And it's like on my personal account, it's like my best performing reel. Mm-hmm. I think it's got like 60,000 views. And before anybody like comes at me and says 60,000 isn't that much, I only have like 2,000 followers. No, 1,600 followers on Instagram. So that's great. Okay. But the – I know. But behind me, dude, the crowd's going – and like you know how like we all chirp and we yell at the defenders and all – dude, I hear just from like my right channel, that's my right ear, that's camera talk. My right ear, dude, I hear it. Go back to Mexico.
Oh, buddy.
So in the moment, was it
the south goal?
It was a south goal. Yeah. So in the moment, dude, I'm like, "Whoa." Like what did I just hear, right? So I actually like I turn around and I kind of like look, you know, to see like who's sitting in the crowd. Obviously, I'm not going to identify anybody, but to this person's defense, and I'm Mexican, for people who are watching this and listening. To this person's defense, I mean, go back to Mexico. Like, he could have meant La Liga.
Yeah.
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 So
that's still poor word choices, right?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, so I heard a go back to Mexico. Still a better scenario than, dude, I was one time I went to go shoot high school football in mm-hmm. Heber.
Oh, yeah, dude, you were telling me about this.
Somebody, like, yelled something, and I'm like, did I just hear something? Anyways, shout out Heber. All right, Carlos Salcedo comes back. Dude, every time he was, like, touching the ball, booze.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, a lot? Like, Rusnak level? Yeah.
It was, like, for the people who knew, because I think there's, like, this whole new fandom, and there's, like, a whole new group of fans who are there, and, you know, they may not know who Carlos Salcedo is. I mean, dude, I would say that, like, a lot of people who work at RSL now, like, probably don't even know who Carlos Salcedo
is. Yeah, it's been a decade.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They were in diapers at that time, right? So, all I'm saying is that it was a weird welcoming home, but for the people who knew Salcedo and, yeah, whatever, his exit, you know, the comments that were made, like, maybe by a family member of his, I don't know, dude. Like,
not great, but it's time has passed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's an academy product, right? Like, that's right. Somebody who went through the system, got minutes with us, and then just – and correct me if I'm wrong, dude. Like, was it because he wasn't getting playing time or
– Yeah, he wasn't playing ahead of, you know, Borchers, Olave, Schuler at the time, which makes sense. Like, they were a set partnership and a winning partnership.
Yeah.
It's hard to get in there and get minutes with, you know, established guys.
That's a tough shake, man. Yeah, you got to go. And hey, dude, he did the right thing for his career.
Yeah, which we could say the same about Albert, but
nah.
That was too soon for Albert. Yeah. You know what I mean?
A little too soon
to have the first game against us be the first.
Sure.
His first game in a Seattle uniform, essentially. Like, that was just poor timing,
dude.
Had it been mid-season, maybe the heat would have been a little less, but.
We have an Albert apologist over here.
No, I'm glad we did boo him.
Yeah.
And I will next time he's here, too.
Nice. That's a good segue, dude.
Yeah.
That was a good take the booze over to Albert Rusnak. Anyway, cool things happened this match. I mean, we'll hop right to the result. It's no surprise. 2-2 tie at home, right? 1 point.
Yeah, that one felt like a loss, though.
It did feel like a loss.
We controlled the game.
Yes.
Yep.
And so let's first talk about the first goal, Justin Meerum. Dude, just like shaking the defense up, dude.
Well, it's even before that, Chang's defensive work and then ball into Cordova.
Yeah.
That was a whole sequence of beauty.
Yeah.
But the individual display from Meerum was incredible to put Michael Bradley on skates, essentially.
Yep. And Salcedo.
Right, and then get that shot off. It just is a banger.
It was a great shot, man. Yeah. I think he chopped it with his left and then took the shot with his right, obviously. Yeah,
it's a great, great goal.
I've felt like, and I'm not just saying this now, but I, you know, Meerum brings like this very like calming presence to the pitch, to the field, where... Yeah, there's like a little bit of, I don't know how to describe it. Like, there's a little bit of, like, there's like this, like, weird spark behind his play where he can't, like, he's got the footwork, right? But he's not too showboaty.
Right.
But he's also, like, mature. And you look at you look at him like you would almost like a Demir Krylock. He doesn't have, like, that captain title, but he's been in the league long enough to...
Right. His name demands respect.
Yeah, totally, yeah. Man. So, yeah. And he's been a part of a lot of, like, you know, plays that mean something to this club. I can't name it all, but what's the one? It was in the playoffs last year. You know which one I'm talking about.
The Demiracle?
I think it was that.
I'm pretty sure Miram served the assist on that one.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty sure. If I'm wrong, that sucks.
Correct
but
us. Yeah, it's all good. We're not the most factual show podcast, are we? We are.
Mm.
We don't stretch the truth.
We don't stretch the truth, but I may misremember things
We don't take two interviews out of context.
Oh, going there, huh?
And then bring them together. We just don't do that. Do we? Have we ever done that? No.
I don't think we have. Maybe when we were young and dumb and...
Yeah. Well, we're old and dumb.
Yeah, it's fine.
Dude, I'm just thinking,
we've,
like,
matured our stupidity.
Yeah. When Trey said that
we were mature.
When he said we were mature on the left. Oh, my God.
I think we both were really trying hard to contain our laughter.
It really was when he was like, well, you guys are mature. And, both of us were just like, yeah. Mature. We're not. Are we?
No.
Hell no, we're not, dude. There's still
plenty of growing. I will never be, I should never say never, but to be an actual professional at this,
yeah,
I got a lot of growing to do.
You know what? You know what's crazy, though? And I'll call myself out, dude. And a lot of people, some people were saying this in the comments. Remember the thread when they were kind of going at us?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somebody was like, the KSL people, the KSL sports guys, RSL show, whatever. You know, it's like going to their heads, or the paid guys are pissed off or whatever. I get it. Like, I don't know, man. I'm kind of trying to, like, step back from this because we have to remember our roots. We were gross little kids talking soccer. A lot of episodes out there that weren't aired or they got censored because we said some pretty terrible stuff.
Absolutely.
But I, you know, with this job, like, covering, like, different sports, like, you know, football, basketball, all that, I don't know if it... I don't want to say it got into my head, but it's almost like I kind of started representing myself in a different way, like, you know, posting, like, post conferences, like, just everyone talk, and then just, like, labeling and titling them, like, in a very professional manner. And I just don't want to, I don't want to do that anymore.
You just want to get back to shit posting?
Yeah, I just, yeah, no, I just don't want to take myself so serious.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to be stuffy.
I don't want to be, yeah, exactly. I think that's the right word. Yeah. I don't want to be stuffy. And you know what? The person that we called out, dude, keep doing what you're doing. You're not doing anything wrong. I literally love that everybody is covering RSL the way that they are.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a little competitive, but also, you know, dude, the media is so important, whether it's paid, unpaid, whether you're with somebody, you're just doing it for fun. Like, we did it for fun for so long. And all I'm saying is, let's not take ourselves too seriously. So I'll publicly apologize to that person. I'm looking at the camera. Where are you at? I'm sorry, dude. We're cool now. I'll say what's up to you at the next practice. Good?
Good.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. All right. So Justin Miram, also, that's his 300th
game.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. What a way to tuck it in, dude.
And apparently he's having a baby.
Yeah, he's having a baby. Okay, so... Justin Miram hit me up after I posted his clip, and he said, hey, he's like, can you send me these files? So I sent him the files, and then within the same conversation, I'm like, hey, dude, by the way, was, like, that a baby celebration? And he confirmed it, so he's having baby number two. Dude, I don't know, man. I'm 33 years old. I'm almost to the point where I'm like, I just need to, like, you know,
just got
to
do it at some point.
At some point. But, dude, his baby, like, I'm not just saying this. I'm not, like, blowing smoke. Dude, his baby's
cute. It's cute, yeah. That denim super jacket with, like, Miram on the back was pretty cool, too.
Dude, that's a cute kid.
If I ever have a kid, I'm doing that.
That's a cute kid. He's got, like, big eyebrows, big, like, big eyes, like, just a cute baby.
Just looks pumped.
Yeah, dude.
Pumped to be alive. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah,
I would love to get Miram on the show.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
I'd also love to get a signed Miram jersey for the studio. Yeah, that's one I'd actually really...
I'm becoming a big Miram fan. And you know what? What's really cool, too, is obviously... He's got such a big following
in Iraq.
In Iraq,
yeah. I love the
all the comments.
They're great. It's so cool to see like another culture be so pumped on one of our players.
No, totally, dude. It's
I love it. Yeah,
it is crazy. Like the amount of people that show up in the comments for Miram is ridiculous. And it's like all of the flags. You know, obviously they're all like Iraq flags, but there's so much pride in that. And he's just got such a big presence, big following on social media from people from his country, which is so rad.
It's
so
super
dope.
Cool. Yeah.
So cool. So shout out Miram. That's a guy that I hope, you know, is with us for, you know, as long as he can, right? Because he's kind of like nearing the end.
Yeah, I hope he ends his career here for sure.
Yeah, I'd love to see him end the career here. Cool. So, okay. So Real Salt Lake goes one up. And then before you could even like stop celebrating, the second goal happens.
This is irritating.
so what do you think there? Obviously, like, is it like a mental lack? Is it?
It was absolutely a mental lapse. Like, okay. We just got scored on, or we just scored. Like,
literally,
still celebrating, and oh, here they come. Oh, that's a cross. Oh, I mean, I'm not going to take anything away from the finish, though.
Yeah,
beauty. Yeah. Right, but that's not a goal that would typically happen. Like, that shot was incredible to take it off the volley like that. And to Toronto's credit, like, they didn't dominate the game, but the two chances they really had, they took phenomenally.
Put them away.
Really put them away, like golazos almost. Yeah. So quite irritating to lose focus for those 35 seconds or whatever.
It wasn't even like, here at the right, like over.
It
was like,
it was still going.
We got scored on.
Yeah, it was like, oh.
That
like,
is
that's
ridiculous.
Deflating.
That's a little
right?
crazy. Yeah, it's so, a little crazy, man. I don't know what to really make of that, to be honest.
You just got to be more attentive, right? Like, you can't turn off. It's almost like when you're yelling at little kids to play the whistle, right? Like, you just got to be engaged for the entire 90-plus stoppage. You can't shut off until that game is over.
Be engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all yelling. We're all the angry parents for a split second. So before we kind of go into, like, the second round of goals... let's talk about the match summary that comes from, it's called whoscored.com, guys. It's a really cool website. This isn't an ad. We don't have that kind of sponsorship, but if you guys ever want to really get into, all of the tactics, like literally all of the assessments over the games.
Yeah, there's heat maps, there's passing charts, there's shot charts. It's
insane.
Great
there's
to really
takes.
Break down, yeah.
Yeah, so the match summary strengths, I'm just going to read some of the bullet points here for Real Salt Lake, and then we'll also do like the same for Toronto FC. So Real Salt Lake, the strengths were created a high number of chances relative to their possession, were effective at creating goal-scoring opportunities through individual skill, were effective at creating goal-scoring opportunities from the flanks, which is, yeah, I mean, it's. I feel like if I'm remembering correctly, if we kind of go into the Demir goal, that was definitely a ball that was played in.
Yeah, technically they both were.
Yeah.
But Miram's was, Miram's was played on the ground. But yeah.
Yeah, so Demir catches a cross on his chest. Brings it down and then just
nifty little tidy touch back into the goal. It's beauty.
Yeah,
that's what Demir's good at.
He's a talented guy.
He's very. That's not easy to take it down off your chest like he did, and have it just fall to your foot. Like that's not an easy feat, especially you know in the middle of center backs and a goalkeeper coming at you.
Yeah. No, totally. It's Demir doing what Demir does, and it's almost crazy because I feel like. Right now, the people who are on the field that I expect goals from it's always Demir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of another. I mean, dude, okay, let's backtrack.
Backtracking.
Cordova.
Yep.
Plenty of opportunities. In previous matches, he's just trying to get like the play involved, right? Like he's playing. He's not being selfish. He's not taking shots. He's laying it off. It's almost like a dude who's like too good to be a pickup. That doesn't want to score the goals.
Yeah, he's feeling like he has to
lays them off.
He has to like include everyone, otherwise everyone's gonna hate
him. It's like no, Cordova, like dude, just get three goals.
Yeah, I think it's coming. He's looking more and more comfortable, looking more and more dangerous.
Yep,
it's so nice having a player that can like hold the ball up in transition. That's been incredible. But yeah, I think the selfishness needs to come into play a little bit. He just needs to just. Pull the trigger and get one for himself.
Yeah, no, and Pablo said that in post too. Like he said it in one of the press conferences where he's encouraging him, like, "Hey, I appreciate that you're trying to get everybody involved and kind of like be not selfish, but like just let them rip.
Pull the trigger,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, just pull the trigger, yeah. Dude. So Cordova, just a beast of a human being, dude. Like when I'm there filming, I'm not that tall. But, dude, he's massive and he's just built, dude.
Yeah,
he's just a big dude. So the top performers, while we're kind of talking about and assessing our players, the top performers rated on this website, it would say Michael Chang, which I fully agree with.
Yeah, I think him and
they were involved with both scoring opportunities, yeah?
Yeah.
Second down the list is Justin Miram, gets a goal, obviously, right? So he's well-deserved there. And then it goes Demir Krylock and then Sergio Cordova. Now, one thing to point out is back to what we were just talking about with Cordova. The total shots that are broken down in terms of players on the RSL side, let's go from the bottom up. So Tate Schmidt has one shot.
And honestly, that shot, had that gone in, goal of the week.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, he just turned and ripped that thing out
of
the air.
It's insane, dude, that somebody who's playing in the back is basically kind of getting like on the highlight reel, even if it's not a goal,
right?
He's ripping them. And it's not the first time, because I'm thinking of I think he had a shot. I can't remember who it was where he took a shot and it just like kind of just veered just barely like within.
Oh, yeah. That was Kansas City, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Tate Schmidt won. Marcelo Silva, too.
Weird.
Those have to be off, like, what?
Corners.
Yeah. You got Justin Miram, who had three total shots. Pablo Ruiz also tied at three shots, which is weird. I don't really remember Pablo Ruiz letting him rip.
I think they were more free kicks that didn't quite make it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, I think the free kick situation needs to be addressed a little bit by RSL.
Think so?
I think Ruiz isn't really... Putting him on target.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, not even testing the keeper. Like, he's missing badly.
I love Pablo Ruiz, but it's almost like you can just kind of count on the skied.
Yeah. Like, you.
Yeah.
As fans already, he steps up to take it outside of the penalty, right? That's different.
Yeah.
You know, from any kind of distance, it's like, oh, this is just going over. Like, there's no chance. I don't know who else does it, but.
I wonder if it's like, you know, I don't. I'd love to ask him this question one day, but it's like, what are you going for? Because it's. You know, you can let a free kick rip, and that might work for you because you might be able to, like, get the ball to angle down. But it's in this case, it's almost like, why don't you focus more on placement where you want the ball to go?
Right. Let's ease back on the power for a bit and just try to put it where you want it, not into the stands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, at the top of the list is Sergio Cordova.
So he is being selfish.
Five total shots.
Yeah.
Just unlucky, but I feel like that... First goal is just right around the corner.
Well, I mean, he has scored.
Yeah.
It was a tap-in against New England.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It was a tap-in, right?
Snowy pitch, right?
Yes. Yeah, so, like, right. I'm ready to see him score, like, just a mean shot. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. So. Exactly. Well, I'll retract that, man. You're right. He has scored a goal, which is great, honestly, dude, for the amount of time that he's been here. Obviously, went through the preseason with us, but... In all fairness, it's almost like you expect these guys to take a little longer in, you know, just kind of getting up to speed. So, good report there. Let's talk about the weaknesses. Real Salt Lake, there's only one. We're caught offside often.
Which, to me, like, it's kind of a weakness, but it also tells me we were pressing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So.
And that's also something that that they had mentioned with... Pablo Ruiz but mentioned it, right? He's kind of given that freedom to kind of float around, get more goal-scoring opportunities. But, of course, you got to run back and get back on defense. So
yeah.
I think Pablo is just letting the guys kind of dictate how they play. You good?
Yeah.
I'm getting text messages like crazy right now.
Popular guy.
No, I just got yelled at for tweeting something. It's all good, though. It's all good. All right. So, okay. So, we covered the second Demir goal briefly. Beauty of a goal. Also, he runs over and celebrates with the Krylock corner.
Yeah, which I don't think they expected,
yeah.
But I enjoyed it.
It's really cool. So, the Krylock corner, for everybody who is unaware, I'm sure everybody is aware, he's donated, like, tickets to that section to... kids who may not be from the best like backgrounds or maybe not have the resources to go to Real Salt Lake matches. So
right.
they were donated, some from Demir Krylock, some from our sponsor, One Wire Fiber, onewire.co. Go check them out. The best voiceover IP solution for your business, but then also some other businesses that chipped in and kind of like, you know, contributed to that.
Super cool.
That is really cool, yep. Man. It's something that in our like tenure, I'm saying that like in quotation marks, I've never seen anything like that at the stadium.
Not to that extent, no.
No.
Yeah.
So it is pretty cool, man. And it's really cool to see that he's got that relationship with like those fans.
Yeah.
Really, really cool way to celebrate. I missed it. There were like cameras on, they're just like blocking my view, but I want to say like he jumped the wall and then kind of went up and like,
yeah, and was like high-fiving people,
yeah,
and whatnot.
Exactly. Yep. Really, really cool. So we're up 2-1. Things are looking good. And then Toronto pull one back on us, make it 2-2. You say it feels like a loss. Why do you think it feels like a loss?
Just because we had the better of the chances. We had control of the match. We had two goals to our name, but we conceded two poor goals. They were great goals, but they were poorly given away, right? Like, one of the first one was bad marking, you know, lack of attention, basically. The second one, you know, McMath kind of throws a questionable ball to Demir. Demir gets dispossessed, which some say was a foul. I don't think it was. I think he won it fairly. And after that, McMath's quite a ways off his line and basically gets chipped. And, you know, it's a great goal, but it's a silly one to concede.
Yeah.
I feel like we were trying to push the play a little too quickly for being up a goal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and wasn't there like a stat where we had either been unbeaten for like a certain streak at home versus Toronto?
Yeah, it was something like 2007, I believe. They hadn't even gotten a point here.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So it's, yeah, I mean, Toronto, Canadian team, whatever, call it what you will. I've never really seen them as a threat, not since like the, you know,
like Giovinco days.
Dude, oh, incredible, yeah. Days, dude. Yeah. Gio. Remember, where did he, didn't he go to, what team did he go to and just fizzled out? It wasn't,
I honestly couldn't even tell
it was
you.
A big it's, team.
I think he's in Saudi Arabia somewhere now.
Somewhere.
Like, I don't know. I think he's back.
Making some, his money?
I think he's back with Toronto.
I don't know.
He was training with, there was rumor.
I don't know.
I honestly don't know. I don't really care.
We don't know.
I have a hard time following the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, which of the two conferences would you say are strongest? Is it the West?
I always pick the West.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The West is the best.
Yeah.
Did you see the El Tráfico?
I saw the result.
Galaxy?
Yeah.
Dude, what a cool way. What a cool game, man. Chicharito versus Vela. And
Chicharito's got the upper hand at the moment.
But to LAFC's defense, dude, I think they called back, I want to say it was two goals, maybe even three goals.
Yeah, all for offside.
Yeah.
That's when the being offside often hurts.
Dude, I know. It's
when
it's
you're
almost,
actually putting them away.
I know, but it's almost like you just wish that like offside wasn't a thing. But shout out to that rivalry, man. We, you know, people will say Colorado's our rival. I don't care about anything about Colorado.
Yeah.
So, like, the Rocky Mountain Cup, whatever, cool history, cool story behind it. But for me, it's...
It's Kansas City for me.
It's still Kansas City,
yeah.
But, man, I would love to... I would love Real Salt Lake to upgrade to a rivalry with a team that, like, actually means something. I don't think at this point... I don't see Kansas City as, like, this, like, big... contender to make
right
a
I think you could say that Seattle, Portland, I think almost everyone's a rival with RSL at this point because us fans don't like anyone,
yeah,
and all these games are hotly contested, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, you could really say it's a rivalry match or a blood match between most Western Conference teams with the exception of like the Texas teams.
Yeah. Are there any teams right now that you would say that we're friendly with? I remember for a while it was Portland. Remember Portland?
Yeah.
They would come and you'd like trade scarves and you'd have beers.
I think fans wise, like most teams,
yeah,
you know,
we're
it's
cool
still
with
friendly,
it. Yeah.
Right? But
are there any teams that we play that you just don't? For me, it's like Dynamo. Like, it's whatever.
Yeah, no, like I said, the Texas teams, the San Jose's, I'm like, oh, yeah, I forget you
dude,
exist.
I love the Earthquakes,
you know what I mean?
Bro. I love
But you know
San
what I mean?
Jose.
You forget about them.
Yeah, I love San Jose so much. I don't know why.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's very
weird. It's the Wando thing, and now it's what's their player, little dude. He scored in Olympico. He scores goals. He's from Guadalajara. Come on, dude. It's on the tip of your tongue. Let's look it up. San Jose.
Like I said, I don't really care about San Jose, so I...
There's somebody in their car just screaming right now, just like, oh, it's this guy.
I'm sure.
Guy.
I'm sure.
Guy. What is his name, bro? He's from Guadalajara. Dude, I should know this. I mean, Chofis.
Oh, yeah.
Chofis.
Yeah.
By the way, I pulled up the screen. I was like looking up on Google. I didn't find it. It just hit me. Yeah, Chofis, dude. Whatever. They had a good run like last year. A lot of goals, a lot of highlights, but where are they now? It's I feel like the West is like the king of teams just kind of like laying low, and then in the playoffs they just kind
just
of
jump in, yeah.
Yeah. So, who is our next matchup? Who are we are we on the road? Are we at home?
This weekend.
Are we all Salt Lake scheduled?
I do believe we're on the road to NYCFC
Sunday. Oh, that's
Sunday,
right. Yeah, that's right.
Easter Sunday in the morning.
That's right, dude. My so my quote unquote boss that lives in New York, with Major League Soccer, he texts me and he's like, "Hey, dude, you coming to New York?" And I was like, "Dude, if you're paying for it, but
yeah.
I would love to go. I'd love to go to."
You want
to
go watch a soccer game
no,
on a baseball
I
field?
I don't want to watch a game in a baseball field. But although it would be cool, they play at Yankee Stadium, right?
Yeah. You could go hang out with the Hooligans.
Dude, I want to see the banner.
Oh, the banner that's smaller than like. The newspaper back here?
Yeah, exactly. No, dude, I think it'd be really cool just to kind of go see like what the soccer culture is like. But I think right now, like NYCFC, I don't know their record.
They're not doing well. They're not doing well.
That's just the curse of the cup, right?
Well, it's curse of the cup and Champions League.
Yeah.
So
how did RSL do? I mean, dude, I remember we were doing great.
We did okay.
Yeah.
We had a deep squad, right? Yeah. We could stay competitive.
We clearly didn't go to a final in 2010. It took us, what, till 2014 to go
13.
Back? Was it 13? I remember 13. I remember crying in my living room in San Diego. That sucked, dude.
Yeah, I was crying in Kansas City. I don't want to talk about it.
Jeez, bro.
Me and Bean.
Yeah.
Very sad boys.
Really close. There was a goal that got called back for RSL, wasn't there?
Yep.
Oh, dude.
And then our next home game is U.S. Open Cup on Wednesday against Hailstorm from Colorado.
Hailstorm.
I'm more excited for that game than NYCFC.
You think so?
Like, that's going to be an ugly match.
Dude, I remember going to a few U.S. Open Cup games not too long ago. It was a long time ago. But I remember you would see, like, kids who were obviously, like, really talented against squads. And I guess in our defense, like, we didn't have, like, our best players out there, but there's always one kid that like shines.
Yeah, that like that kid comes in and is like, this is my opportunity to make waves.
Yeah.
And they always are just like wrecking you. And you're like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
I do foresee RSL playing mostly like Monarchs kids for this game, though.
Because with
the injuries, like, why would you risk anyone trying to get back healthy, right? Like,
yeah.
You know. But I think it's going to be fun. Like, if we could see Jude Wellings or Kay or any of those guys play. Or like Gavin Beavers in goal, I would be so pumped. So,
yeah, that'd be dope, dude.
Yeah,
I'd be down.
I'm excited.
An honorable mention: San Diego Loyal are playing the LA Galaxy.
I hope they win, which
is going to be really, really
the
cool.
Donovan Derby.
Yeah, dude, it is. It really is, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I don't think we talked about this in our we didn't talk about it in our last show. We went down to San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
We had a good time. The car ride was a little bit long. Right?
It's a very long car ride.
Yeah, it's a long car ride. We stopped at an alien, what was that?
Oh, in Baker. Alien Jerky, but they're building an alien hotel, a UFO hotel.
Yeah, dude, it was pretty dope.
It was interesting.
This is the first time that I ever wanted to pull off, like, on
let's
a trip.
Go see that.
Yeah. And it was cool, dude. It was cool.
Yeah.
Except they tried to charge us, like, $8 for
a smart water. Yeah. And we both just said, nah, let's leave. We'll go to the gas station next door and pay $2 for $4.
I put down the two bottles, and she's like, $16? And we're like,
no.
Well, we're out of here. But you bought a little medallion, right?
Like, no, I got the shot glass.
The shot glass,
yeah.
Which was like $6. It makes no sense. Yeah.
So it was cheaper than a bottle of water.
Yeah.
Unreal.
So we go down. We visit our buddy, Jack Blake. It was really cool to see him. He didn't play that match, but he's back in rotation now.
Yeah, he's back playing.
And they're doing
back
really
to being
well.
The captain. Yeah, they're undefeated, I believe.
Dude, they're doing good, man.
Undefeated at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a dude on the squad just like tearing it up, scoring.
Just a
right
few
now.
Tearing it up, scoring.
It's really, really good.
Yeah.
So, cool atmosphere. Shout out San Diego Loyal. Very welcoming. And we had a good time.
Yeah, I had a fun time.
What was your favorite part of the trip?
The burrito at the game. That was real good. Yeah, the little taco truck at the game.
Oh, I don't think I don't
boy,
think
oh boy, that was tasty.
I didn't have
obviously, that wasn't my like total favorite part, but that was...
Yeah, yeah. Anyways.
I don't know. I think making you ride in the hatch of my car was pretty funny.
Dude, I hated that.
I hated it, too.
Did we had a
I
little...
also rode back there. It's fine.
Okay, we had a Subaru, but we had, like, what, six people?
So yeah, seats five.
Somebody had to rotate and, like, ride in the trunk, dude.
It's a hatch.
Yeah, and it was horrible.
It was not fun. Especially, L.A. traffic or San Diego traffic.
Especially Josh goes over a freaking speed bump, dude.
It's like Andy's back there.
Pissed,
I'm going
to
ruin his life.
I was so pissed. I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, dude, I had a moment of, like, just being pissed. I'm like, that's not cool, man. Anyways, yeah, we're pumped. We're pumped for the NYCFC game. I think it's going to be good. I think we get a result. We have to get a result on a smaller pitch away, but I understand that NYCFC does have the upper hand because they're just used to playing on
right.
this indoor pitch. It's ridiculous.
Basically, it's gross.
So
the fact that it's allowed is annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
it is very annoying. What do you think, man? Do you think are we still kind of like screwed with like injuries and?
I think it's getting better. I think it's getting better. I honestly like I have faith in the guys that are playing, so that's weird for me to say. But yeah, I think we can get a result, at least a draw.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, games in the East, though, like Easter morning, that's a weird time. Like, yeah. So that could be a factor, but...
No, I feel good about it, man.
Yeah, I'm not dreading this game.
No, definitely not. It'll be a good one to watch, guys. Make sure you tune in. Do we have any giveaways this week?
No.
We need to do a giveaway.
Yeah.
I'm thinking we should try to get our hands like on a jersey or something.
Yeah.
A big one. I want to do a cool giveaway.
Figure something out. Yeah.
We'll do something. Anyways, guys, thanks for listening and watching the RSL show. The show is on YouTube. You can see our outfits. Oh, dude, this should be the segment, huh? We should get like sponsored stuff to wear.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, if anybody
send us
wants,
stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to start getting into golf because I'm producing a golf show.
Oh, okay.
So if
oh,
you guys,
with Tom?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
if
yeah.
you guys have any recommendations, any gear to get, one that I've been checking out, obviously, is Random Golf Club.
Yeah, Bean's going to be...
Yeah.
Sending you all sorts
yeah,
of links.
Dude,
yeah,
dude, I would love that, man. So,
oh, do we need to answer Twitter questions?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Look, real quick. Let's hit it up.
Twitter
questions. Twitter questions. Let's see if we got any. I tweeted kind of late, so let's take a look.
It's all right.
Yeah. All right, cool. So we do have a few questions. You guys are awesome for pulling through. Thank you. So the first one comes from Hangry Hippo. Which, by the way, I think I don't know if I had a dream that I met him or I actually – we met. We met at pickup soccer, and he caught me off guard because usually he's really mean to me. But
yeah.
In person, he was really nice, and we were actually really cool. But, dude, like this guy – dude, you know how I feel about you, Hangry. All right. Will RSL bring in a DP this window? Is Elliot Fall doing a good job as GM? Will RSL make the playoffs?
Three-part question. I'll answer the...
DP.
DP?
Yeah.
I hope so, but I don't know. I honestly don't know. I haven't heard any rumors. I don't know if we're kind of waiting for, like, the summer window to kind of blow it up. I don't know if there's, like, money movements that we don't know about. I honestly don't know.
It's been pretty silent, huh?
It's been very quiet.
We probably got blacklisted. Are we blacklisted?
Probably.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. We have
but we haven't been doing a lot of digging either.
No, I usually...
We're kind of just chilling, right?
Oh, we'll speaking do
better,
of...
We'll do a better job for you guys. I'll answer the question while you pull that up. Is Elliot Fall doing a good job as GM? I would say yeah.
I think so.
I would say yes. For where we are in the season, I mean, even with like the draw at home, it could be so much worse. We could be three games lost, one draw, you know?
Yeah. I think that the squad is... put together very well for the situation we were in. And I think it's only going to get better. I think we just might have to be a little patient for summer. But I feel like I have this instinct that the summer is going to come and we're going to have, like, hopefully, you know, four or five new big signings. That's my hope.
Yeah. No, but I also think, you know, as a GM, it's like, yeah, okay, so you've got your well-rounded players. Like, so next up is, like, how is your staff? And for the time being, like, I think the staff is gelling pretty well, obviously, mm-hmm. with Coach Pablo Mastroianni. It's been this, I don't know, man. Before, when it was, hey, like, here's the keys to the club, coach it however you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love Kassar so much now, but it's like at the time it's like, okay, all right, whatever.
What are we doing?
We got this, okay. And then from Kassar, it went to...
Daryl Shore.
Which I don't even remember.
It was only two games.
Yeah, dude, terrible.
Interim.
Who was after?
Petke.
Petke. So Petke gets handed the keys. And that just, that was like, it was weird. It was whatever. It was fine.
Yeah, yeah. It was just the Petke era, you know?
And then of course, then it was just like, all right, like, hey, here are the keys to the Honda, Freddie. Here you go.
Yeah, it's missing a couple of headlights and, yeah. You know, the exhaust has a hole
Make
in it.
Make the best
but
of it.
Do what
you
can. Yeah.
Yeah, do what you can. It was like, try to get to work with your Accord if you can, right?
Right.
And he tried the best, and then he bounced. He dipped.
Yeah, he's like, I'm selling this car.
Yeah.
This car's taking it out of me. I'm over this car.
He went to CarMax and sold it.
Yeah, and you know, upgraded.
Yeah, yeah. He totally did, dude.
In his own way.
Yeah, no, the market was in his favor for sure. Right? Kind of?
I bet you he's making more money as an assistant than he was making as the head coach of RSL.
What a good dude, man. Freddie, you can do no wrong, bro. But, you know, for the first time, my point here in all of this talk is we've, you know, now the keys are with Pablo, but Pablo is like, let's make this ours.
It feels like the head coach has control.
Yeah, which is great. And that's a quality that Christ had.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Whatever might be happening, like, behind the scenes with, like, between a GM and, you know, hey, we need this, or hey, you're not getting that, or whatever. Dude, I mean, I've been around Elliot. I don't think Elliot's a tough guy to really negotiate with. However,
I don't think so either.
We don't know that side of him, right? He could be
no, but I feel like he's not going. You know, screw off! I don't know anything. Yet.
Yeah,
I think he has conversations, and
yeah.
If it's something that's feasible, Elliot will say yes, it's feasible, and
yeah.
If it's not, he's gonna say yeah, we can't make that happen right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And we got to remember the January transfer window is not easy to bring guys in unless they're free agents.
Yeah,
we can't forget that. Like, teams don't necessarily want to let their main guys go midway through a season.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
third question: will RSL make the playoffs? Here's
absolutely.
I have a theory.
Okay.
So usually, you know, we've been doing this for years. We start off just dominant.
Oh, you think we're going to tail off and not make the playoffs?
Yeah. Because here's my theory: is that we start bad and then we end strong.
Right. So we have an opposite effect this year.
Yeah. So we start strong. And then,
shoot.
I hope that doesn't come true.
I hope that's not true either, yeah. But it's a valid fear.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's see, Ruben Santos. Ruben, I've been watching you, dude, on IG and all that. You're getting strong, bro. Keep it up. He makes me feel youthful. If you guys don't know who Ruben is, he's in that life phase where all you do is work out.
Yeah.
You don't have a girlfriend. All you do is work out and meal prep.
Yep. And then you get a girlfriend and you stop working out.
Yeah, Ruben. So you look great now, dude. But just look at us, dude. That's what you're. That's what you have going.
About 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. You gotta angle the camera high so people don't see your double chin. All right, man. Ruben, we love you, dude. Keep going. Let's see. There's a lot of new faces in the roster this year, and a lot of them are doing really good. Do you think there'll be players that usually start that are going to have to fight for their starting spot when they come back from injury? Probably a Josh Quit. Damn, dude.
He just threw you right under
the
bus.
Wow, all right. Yeah, Josh.
I mean, it's already been apparent that Everton's had a fight for his spot, right? Because he hasn't gotten it back from Scott Caldwell.
Yeah.
Who's been a revelation.
Yeah.
I think Orozco has a shot to get minutes, but obviously once Glad's back, Glad's going to take that spot back. One's kind of, you know. Schmidt, I think Herrera, once Herrera is like fully fit, Schmidt's probably going to not get minutes. Or they'll readjust and have Herrera play along the back three so Schmidt can continue playing. But yes, I think there's going to be a lot of competition to get your spots back. I don't think anyone's going to walk. With Pablo, no one just walks back in and takes their spot back.
Yeah.
The interesting one for me is going to be Ochoa McMath. I see the benefit of playing Ochoa because, you know, you probably want to move him and sell him. But at the same time, you got a guy in form. Currently one of the best players and goalkeepers in the league,
yep.
Numbers-wise.
Agreed.
He has the defense playing very well. I know his communication with his defense seems to be a lot better than Ochoa's.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we're going for results, it's McMath's position to lose.
Yeah, That was a Josh question for sure.
Yeah, that's just my personal opinion.
It's a good
not that it, I don't want Ochoa to play, but
it's a good spot to be.
He's
though.
In form.
It's yeah. showing you the depth of the roster, and you know my favorite breakout player right now is Haciel.
Yeah, dude, same. I want to pick up one of his jerseys because
yeah,
it's a baller.
Well,
dude.
You know, slow down a little bit. You never know, man.
You never know, but
you
right
never
now,
know, dude. Yeah, it is.
Well, cool. I've never had a 99 jersey either, which I enjoy. Yeah. I love that he went for it. Like, let's go 99.
That's pretty dope, though.
Yeah,
yeah. He'll graduate to a good number here soon. Also, shout out the. I know the RSL Academy seems to be doing some really cool things.
Yeah, they're you know just won the first round of the playoffs. So they're
nice.
Pushing.
Hell
Academy
yeah.
doesn't mess around. Those U15s don't mess around,
bro. When I see those kids, I'm just like future stars.
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
Absolutely.
Future stars. We do have one of the best academies.
I think so.
Period.
I think it's underrated even.
Yeah.
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 People are always talking about, oh, well, you haven't sold anyone to Europe, blah, blah, blah. It's still a great academy.
Yeah. No, exactly. We don't need to at this point.
I'd like us to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last question. Andrew Lord writes, what's up, Andrew? It looks like somebody new that hasn't really asked us questions before, right? We'll follow you back. There you go. You got to follow back, bud.
Yeah.
All right. So, Andrew, welcome to the RSL show. Andrew Lord writes, Demir is awesome, but when he's at the 10, we just cross into the box over and over. Doesn't seem sustainable to me. Not if we want to truly contend for trophies. Knowing our current roster, what kind of DP signings would help us not to have to rely on crosses so much? He's got a point.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
But I don't know, is it a fair assessment? Like, how many goals have been from crosses?
I think a lot of them. It's something the RSL is really good at is flooding the box and whipping the ball in. I think you have a higher percentage chance of scoring that than, you know, random shots outside of the 18. I don't necessarily mind it. I only mind it when that's our only attack, right? Like, if you can't seem to work the ball through the middle at all.
Well, I mean,
kind of like the Freddie Pecky area where it used to just be go outside, cross it in, you know, counterattack.
Oh, the long ball.
Right, so...
But those remind... Like, you know what he's saying? It reminds me of, like, the Burrito-esque player.
Right,
who
no,
wasn't
we...
wasn't afraid to take people one-on-one. Do we have somebody on
we
the
have a Joni, right? But
yeah.
he's injured.
Yeah, that's right.
I think, you know, you go for a 10 or an 11 that's very Javier-esque, what Albert was supposed to be. You go really spend some money on that guy.
Yeah.
And build everything around that guy.
Yeah.
And a left-back that can cross the ball.
You know, I don't mind. I mean, I like the question, Andrew. I think you've given us something to think about because, yeah, a lot of goals do come from crosses, and then the sustainable part.
I think it's fairly sustainable as long as you have one or two
is,
guys over
like,
6
I mean,
feet tall.
We've seen it before, though, dude. Like, we've seen what having like a big defender in the box.
Oh, it helps.
Does.
Yeah, if you have a guy a very strong center back in the air, it's a rough day.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I mean. You have to be versatile and be able to change up your attack.
Yeah,
I think flooding the box and whipping a ball in a few times a game is perfectly fine, but that can't be your only option.
Yeah, and you know, back to the point that you made earlier too, it's you know, assessing the free kicks, who's taking those because
right.
we seem to get a lot of those opportunities, but.
We're not putting any away.
And, you know, to Albert's defense, dude, he did.
Did he?
A little bit.
Like actual free kicks?
A little bit.
A handful, maybe. Not like Javi did.
No. No. He's untouchable, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
God.
Albert was supposed to be Javi part two and didn't even remotely get close to that.
So. No, dude. He.
That's just me being better still.
He tried to put on Javi's boots, ran a little bit, and the boots just fell
right.
off. Like, they fell out.
I think Albert lost a lot for me when he tried that Panenka.
Oh, I don't remember it.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. All right. Anyways. Well, cool, guys. It's been a great time hanging out with you guys. If you haven't, check us out on YouTube. Come chill with us. We are RSL Show on YouTube. Also, at the same time, go check out El Show Real. It's in Spanish if you want to learn
man,
some Spanish.
They kill it.
Yeah, they do a really good
they
job.
They kill it.
Again, the RSL Show is on the KSL Sports Network. I'm Andy Munoz. You can follow me at AndyMunoz48, joined with Josh Clark. Josh, what's your social handle?
At JoshuaClark18.
Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah.
You made me change my handle, and I can't remember what it is right. ever now.
No worries. Well, cool, guys. We'll see you next week. As always, go RSL, and thank you for watching, listening. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Do a goal.
Do a goal.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading Doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.